Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Leo Bonomo. He tells his story as follows. From the age of 2, I saw my first spirit. I didn't find that strange, even though he rose out of the ground horizontally, tilted upright. My parents found me looking, and I said there was a funny man behind us. In fact, the only thing I found strange were his clothes, Victorian top hat and all. I have been blessed with so many experiences, some on the darker side, but all, pardon the pun, enlightening. I have been a professional since 2005 and trained for 8 years at the Spiritualistic Association of Great Britain. I don't believe that mediums should ask questions. If a medium has a question, it should be directed to the person in spirit because they're the ones that have the answers. Leo continues to say, I'm privileged to have written through automatic writing, a book called Summerland, poems, a book of thoughts and messages directly channeled through spirit. You can find these on Amazon. And Leo's gifts are clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairessence, clairofacrience, and clairsentience. And he says it's been a privilege to be able to work with spirit and do something spiritually rewarding for a living. Now, I'm going to ask Leo in a minute for his website. I have one down here, and I'm not sure if it's the correct one. So get your pens and pieces of paper ready. And when you talk to Leo, do not offer anything up front other than your name, and he will give you a chance to ask a question later, but he prefers not to have questions or information up front. And Leo, welcome. How are you tonight?
I'm very well, David, and I hope you are and all the listeners too.
I am, and before I forget, let me make sure that I have the correct website up for you. What are you using?
Okay, it's www.leo-bonomo.com. So leo-bonomo.com.
Perfect. And that is the address that I have up on the posting for tonight. So that is the correct website address. So, yes. Leo, these are certainly interesting times that we're living through. Very challenging, yes?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, in some ways, it's scary for people. It feels negative for some people, but actually a lot of great blessings come out through times such as this. And, you know, it's been described, I'm sure, all over the world as a kind of war footing. And it is, in a sense, and it does draw people together. I found people talking in queues now and remarking that usually it's a rush to the shop. You get what you need, you rush back. And there's not much in the way of community spirit. And something like this has really changed that. People are talking, they're appreciating, families are drawing together. It is in that sense a really wonderful thing that we are communicating now. And, I thank God for that, because it is making people see others as people rather than just strangers in a crowd. So there are some beautiful things that are coming out of this. It is a sad thing on the other hand, and of course we are losing so many people, but Spirit would say that, you know, we all have our time, and people we come here as a spirit with the knowledge of how we're going to pass. And in that sense, although we see it as a lot of people and of course our loved ones, but we do have our own time to pass. And in that sense, it's just that there seems to be an increase of that at the moment. So from Spirit point of view, there is a lot of work to do there, and there's a lot of work for us to do here. And it's just the intensity, I think, that's being felt in this crisis. But we know that Spirit are with us.
I like what you have to say, and a lot of it just resonates with my thinking about the situation such as it is. And, you know, I certainly believe that everything happens for a reason. Those things that we perceive as good and bad, and ultimately it's all good when you come right down to it, even if it doesn't feel that way when you're going through it. But you had mentioned to me before we went on the air that you would like to offer a prayer. And so I'd like to give you that opportunity, if you'd care to share that with us right now.
Absolutely. I do feel that someone's coming through. It will be silent for just a second. And I know we don't like dead air, but I'm just going to. Good evening. Whilst we know that those of you on earth are having an extremely tough time, and those of us in spirit commiserate with you, but you understand that those who return home is a great joy for us. Understand that there is a lot of love, a lot of positive energy being directed at your world at this moment. And it is directed at each and every one of you. Through these tough times, we understand that you cannot feel the spirit of love and that love from spirit. But know that you are surrounded with love. We wish you comfort. And we can see that this is an opportunity for you all to draw out the best in you, to be civil, to be kind. One of those reasons that you are here on earth is to learn, to have your mettle tested. And this is such a time. There may be others. We are not allowed to tell you, but seeing through this time, if you can send out your love to others, if you can send out your friendship, patience, you will be creating an atmosphere of positivity that can be reciprocated by others. It is a great joining and union of souls. And we are with you and encourage you to be your best. okay. hopefully that was okay. I have no idea what was said.
It was beautiful.
Hopefully it was okay.
It was beautiful. You're a wonderful channel, Leo. Thank you for channeling that. I would encourage you to listen to the podcast because it was a beautiful, beautiful message, and I'm sure you would enjoy hearing it. So, we have a lot of callers on the line, so if you're ready, let's go to the phone lines.
Absolutely.
Okay, area code 212, you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, David. This is Bryn calling.
Hi, Bryn.
New York City. Hi there.
Yes.
Great. Hi, Leo.
Hi, Bryn.
How are you? This is Bryn, B-R-Y-N, Bryn.
I'm very well. I'm very well. Bryn, I'm seeing a gentleman from the shoulders up, so I know that this gentleman is alive. I do sometimes pick up very clearly on the phone. I've got a gentleman with fair hair. There are some slightly darker parts in it, but there's a parting on the right, comb to the left. I can see blue or blue-grey eyes, and on the left cheek near the middle, if you draw a line roughly from the mouth to the ear, there is a mole or a birthmark on the cheek. And the cheeks, they're slightly hollowed, so I can't remember what they're called. Dimples, thank you. Someone's just said dimples. So there are dimples there as well. Bryn, am I describing you?
I do have blue-gray eyes. Sometimes my cheeks are sunken a bit. There might be dimples.
Okay. And would you recognize the birthmark on the left cheek?
Birthmark on the left cheek.
It's a small one. It's about it looks about, you know, the end of a pencil. It's about that size, but that's what I'm seeing. It does sound close to you. If it isn't you, it would definitely be someone that you know. I was just about to say I'm not sure who I've got with me. I've got a gentleman with me. Would you understand a brother or cousin in spirit?
I don't have a brother, and I don't know of a cousin in spirit. I don't know of one, but I don't have a brother.
Okay, no problem. I do feel that this is a cousin. He's written 53 for me. Take that with a big pinch of salt. But I'm just going to have a quick listen as to what to say. Right, and before coronavirus and this whole situation kicked in, would you understand this gentleman saying that you were having a fairly tough time of it? He says there were decisions to be made as to where you would work or move from one sort of work to another, and he's describing those kind of problems. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay. Now, sometimes with very negative situations like we're in at the moment, it does bring forward a lot of positivity. He says it's going to give you a chance to shine. As I've asked him about that, he's actually written the word suppressed. So if I said that you had been held back or suppressed within work, and he says with other limitations around work. It's almost the social aspect of work that had been limited. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay. So he says that through this great calamity, things will change and you will be given the opportunity to do the work that you know you need to do. He's not telling me what that is, but what it is going to open up that chance for you. He doesn't want you to worry about money because he says that will be clawed back, but you will begin to live the life that you had started several years ago that was taken away from you. So I don't understand exactly what he's saying, but would that scenario make sense?
Sure. I understand that. Yeah.
Fantastic. So he says things will be okay. He's held up two fingers. If I said that there are two people that have been fairly close to you that have already passed, would that make sense to you?
Yeah, sure. Yep.
Okay, he says that they want to send you their very best wishes. They are fine. I know one of them has said that he found himself in a rather strange place. I would say that he was either highly religious and it's quite different where he's found himself, or he didn't believe in life after and, you know, has found himself in a strange place. They want to send their great wishes to you. Would you understand them calling out happy birthday as well? So normally I work 2 or 3 weeks ahead. He's just written 4 or 5. So if I said 4 or 5 weeks, there's a birthday. Would that make sense as well?
Could be, yeah. Yeah, there's a... Possibly, yeah, I think.
Okay, right. I'm just trying to get a further confirmation. If we go about a month ahead, 5 weeks ahead, he said there is a wedding anniversary within
okay.
the family, so that wouldn't be yours. But
yeah.
That makes sense as well.
That makes sense, yeah.
Fantastic. Take his great love. I'm sorry we haven't got a lot of time, but there are a lot of callers.
No, that's fine.
Take their great love and this gentleman's
yeah.
great love. Bless you.
Oh, thank you, Julia. It's great. Thank you so much. Blessings to you. Take care.
Thank you. Bless you.
Thanks, Brent. God bless you.
Thanks, David. Take care, David.
Oh, okay. You too.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on. Area code 858. You're live. What is your first name?
Hi, it's Georgette.
Hi, Georgette. How are you today?
Okay. I'm
good.
Very relaxed in the rain. Listening to the rain.
Brilliant. Oh, do you know, that is something that I love. I just like to sit out in the rain and just sometimes just literally in the rain and get refreshed by it. Julia, I've got a lady with very dark hair. It's very wavy, it's shoulder length. I can see quite dark eyes. I would say she was an average build. Where are we? She looks a lot younger than she is in life. I feel she's about 60. She's certainly very close to it. As I started to connect with her and yourself, I was getting a problem with my throat. So I do feel that this lady smoked an awful lot. It wasn't cancer that took her over. She says... I think this was an aneurysm because she says, I got a flash of light, a bit of pain, and I dropped to my knees. So this was a very quick parting. Would you recognize this lady?
Well, it sounds like you're speaking of my mom. But she was taken over by cancer. It was very quick. I just don't know about the aneurysm.
Ah, that's interesting, because she was making me cough. I don't think this was cancer of the throat, though. If there was cancer there,
no.
It was low. She's just said it was much lower down, so would that make sense to you?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Okay. Now, would you understand, besides the current coronavirus situation we're experiencing, that she says you are unsettled for lots of other reasons where you are. She says that there is a fear there that needs to be alleviated. Okay. She wants to bring you the comfort that those that have passed around, that are around you, she says in the last 6 months, again, I've actually got the number 2. So if I said that there were 2 people fairly close to you that had passed already, would that make sense to you? And I don't want to go back too far.
Oh, gosh, not not my immediate family that I know of.
No, but she's talking about people fairly close to her. She's actually taking me back between three to 5 months. These feel like good friends. Again, nothing to do with what's going on. She wants to say that she has heard what you've asked for. She has heard and felt the fear that you've had, but she says you are going to get through this. She's just some dark furniture that's probably about 5 foot high. There are legs on it, and the legs are curved. So she's talking about older furniture, I would assume. Mm-hmm. That makes sense to you.
Yeah. Yes, I remember
okay.
that furniture. I don't have it there.
Fantastic. So she's just giving that to you as a comfort. She says, I will see you're all right. Would that make sense as something that she would say in that way?
Definitely. I feel her around me.
Okay. Bless you for that. I know she's kind of, I'll be honest, I'm not sure if she's standing there at the moment. It feels like it. But what I can see is an image of you, an image of her to your right, and she's put her hand on your shoulder. She says, I have done this because normally we would hug. So she's doing it to make it a little different, but so that you understand it has to be different for confirmation. Would that make sense to you too?
Yes.
Fantastic. She's also showing me some, I don't know if it's blackcurrant, it is watered down, but I've got a light-coloured sort of blackcurrant drink. She wants you to drink more. If I said that you need the vitamins as well as to drink enough, would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Fantastic. Again, do take her great love. She is looking after you, and she said, you have vivid dreams, don't you?
I do.
Okay. When we have a vivid dream, it's because spirit and us are communicating in a very real way. It's vivid because it's real. They often call this life the sleep. They call what we call the afterlife is the real life. And she says, mm-hmm. It's because we meet in the real life. I know she's going to give you more messages. Hopefully tonight, although it's night here, I'm not sure where you are. Certainly, she's going to communicate in that way. Take her great, great love.
Wow. Thank you so much. Yeah, I do.
No. I'll tell you what she's showing me. I've got a little wooden heart. It's painted sort of pink on one side. There are it's been carved out in some way, so it's flat, but there's little squares and things around the edges and that. Would that make sense to you as a brooch? It doesn't have any value because it, in that sense, it's wood. But she's showing me this very clearly. Would that make sense to you too?
In some way, it makes sense to me, even though I may not be able to place it physically.
Bless you. I know it will come back to you. Take her great love and mine. I will say prayers for you. Bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Does she have any advice on my career and finances?
It will pick up. She says we have to be patient. Something that's come through a lot with people, readings I've done, is they've asked about, you know, how long's this going on? And the answer's been the same from Spirit. It's at least until August. This is not something that's going to go away very quickly. But she says, you know, things will pick up for you after that. There is, if I said you needed a change in career, which would help the finances, but there's a need for you to move. Would that make sense to you as well?
Yes.
Okay. it's going to be quite some distance that you move. She says to a place you've had in mind for a long time. So I know that this is she says around 1,000 miles. I have no idea where you are and where that would be, but that should hopefully make sense as well. So take her great, great love.
And we're going to need to move
on,
Georgia. But thank you for calling tonight.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much, David.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you.
And I just want to invite people to contact Leo for a full reading on the World Wide Web, leo-bonomo.com, B-O-N-O-M-O, leo-bonomo.com. And our next caller is area code 814, and you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hello, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing the best
that I can.
Say
hello to
Leo. Staying safe.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, Leo.
Good.
Hope you're doing well.
Hi, Amy. Amy, I'm notoriously bad with ages. I've got a young girl here. She seems to be about 5 or 6. She's nodding her head at that, so I guess that's fairly accurate. She is blonde. I know that you're dark-haired, so I'm not entirely sure how a blonde-haired child connects with you. But would you understand, having lost or been connected to a loss of a child that was blonde and you being darker-haired?
I do. My natural hair is darker. Yes. My stepmother lost a child. She miscarried, so she had blonde hair. My mother, stepmother.
Ah, okay. Bless you. Thank you for confirming that. This child does want to cheer you up. She's actually, I'm not sure if it's a piano, but I can hear notes tinkling away. I feel that you are fairly musical. You may well have a piano in the house somewhere, but there's a connection with the piano. Would that make sense to you?
I don't have a piano now.
Right. Okay. Let me just try and... let me just turn that around a little bit. If I said that you sometimes hear musical notes, it's not from the radio, it's at odd times. Does that make sense to you? And if it's not,
I guess.
Say no,
I do like music.
Right, okay, we're talking about something slightly different. I'll let you think about that because this young lady's telling me it's correct. There is a need for you to make a fairly drastic change in your life. Would that make sense to you?
I don't know if that resonates.
Okay, not a problem. I'll just give you what she's giving me. She's saying that there is quite a strong move in a different direction for you. She says it will ultimately bring you the peace that you require. She says you have been unsettled at various times, going back approximately 10 years, and she said there are things that you can't seem to resolve in your mind and in your heart. I do feel this is a connection with others that you haven't been able to let go. And she says that it is necessary for that to have for you to move on. Again, she wants you not to worry too much about what's going on in the world, coronavirus. Now, whilst I say that, do take sensible precautions. But she says that things will be fine for you. As I'm asking for confirmation that hopefully you would connect with, I'm seeing a rather large dog. I thought it was an Alsatian. This young lady says it's an Alsatian mix, but I'm also seeing a horse. That should bring back memories for you. It doesn't mean, and we can't own a soul, so I hate to say you owned a dog. It's not necessarily a dog that you owned, but it would have been one that you were familiar with, and certainly the horse. Would that make sense to her?
I never owned a horse and not a big dog. I've owned a lot of dogs, but not a big one.
Okay. So, again, it may not be a dog
but
that,
it
that
does
you
make source
were very
going
familiar
back
with.
And forth for 10 years.
Right, okay. I'm sure the dog will, you know, you'll remember the connection. Sometimes it's a neighbor's dog, but it would be one that you know. They've just come back. Don't worry too much about your health. I know that you're getting aches and pains. If I said that you get an ache in the back on the left side just above the hip, would that make
yes.
sense to you?
It's more on the right side. But yeah, I do get an ache.
Yeah, okay. I can't remember what I said, and this young lady's not helping me out. Such is life. But she said that there are people praying for you. There are people giving you healing, not only from this side of life, but certainly from that side of life. Have you a very quick question?
There has been a decision that I've been over 10 years, and it's been over a man. Is that what she's referring to?
Oh, sorry, I couldn't hear. It faded out slightly.
Is this back and forth decision, is it over a man?
It is over, yeah, very shortly. It will go, she says, mostly your way. I don't feel you'd be 100% happy with it, but it will go your way. She's just said family entanglements, so would that make sense to you as well?
Yeah, but he's with another person right now.
Right, okay. So I understand why she said it's not 100%, but it will go in your way. I do feel that there is that need for continued separation there. I would love to spend more time with you. We're quite limited and there are a lot of calls. So take this young lady's love and mine, and I shall certainly say prayers for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
God bless, Amy.
Yes.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to move on to area code 205, and you're live. What is your first name, please?
Patricia. Thank you, David.
Hi,
hello,
Patricia.
Hello, Leo.
Yes, good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good.
Hi, Leo.
Good. Hi, Patricia. Hi, bless you. Just before you spoke, and this is quite unusual, I've got, I'm not sure if it's a man or a lady, I think it's a man, and he said Gerald Ford, as in the ex-president. This is highly unusual. If I said that there was a remote but a definite connection with either Gerald Ford or that family, and that connection to you, would that make sense to you at all?
I'm not sure. It's very possible. May have to think on it. I'm not sure, but it is possible.
Okay, I do get a connection of him either being in a remote part of the family. I do get the feeling of you perhaps not speaking to him directly, but being within shouting distance is what I'm being told. This isn't a sort of election thing where you might be 30 or 40 foot away. This is much more personal. Okay. okay. As I'm asking for evidence, this gentleman says there are a lot of people in the family with odd hair colour. So I think there are people that are very dark, there are people that are blonde, there are some people that have red in their hair. There seems to be a whole complete mix. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, so she's giving that as this connection. He's giving this as a connection with Gerald Ford. He says he is very pleased with what you've just achieved, what you've just put into practice. it has taken a time to build up, but this piece is firmly locked in place. I have no idea what he's talking about, but would that make sense to you?
Yes. Yes, it does.
He says, bless you. He says, you will go on to achieve what you need to achieve. He says, you tend to get there by hook or by crook. So I know from that you're not put off easily. If you can't find one way in, there's always at least two or three other entrances that you can make that connection with. He says, don't let anybody tell you that you are not valuable and that you don't achieve results. So I would say that people have tended to, whether it's ego on their behalf or just jealousy, to put you down and knock you back. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, more of interference. Yes.
He's referring to what he calls a stand-up rail around 4 years ago, where he says you defended yourself with honour. Strange sort of way of putting it, but would that make sense to you?
Yes.
And that would have been with a gentleman, because he said, and the creep just walked away. They don't make judgments, but I think whatever happened was fairly close to this gentleman's heart as well. So would that make sense that the other guy just kind of, there's a lovely old phrase, walked away with his tail between his legs. He's the way this gentleman's gone. He's kind of tempered his language a little bit, but would that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And he sometimes he has tried to reach out, but that makes, it makes a lot of sense. Yes.
Fantastic. I know that you've got a question. He says she's dying to ask, whatever it might be. So ask away, honey.
So I have this free-spirited young man, my son, he's the baby boy, he's 21. He decided a couple of days ago that he wanted to drive to Detroit. And so he headed out this morning. 2 days ago, I was a little upset, but last night I gave him my blessings and told him that just to stay safe. So he has made it there. He sent me a text.
Yeah.
I just want to know, will he do well there, and will he come back home at least? Will he come back home?
Yeah.
He's going there to live.
The short answer to will he come back home is yes. This gentleman said he is going to distinguish himself, whatever he's going to do. He is surprisingly determined, and that determination has surprised you, not just at this instance, but several times. He said he's aiming to qualify his life and to really make his mark on this world in a positive way. I think some people would take a little while to get used to him, and his that's being given as a confirmation. Would that make sense to you?
Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, and yes. Thank you so much, Leo. You're just a blessing.
No problem.
You and David, you are God-gifted messengers. I love you both. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're sweet. Thank you.
Thank
Happy
you.
Easter to you, Patricia.
Same to you, David.
Okay.
Happy
Thank
Easter,
you.
Leo.
Thank you, and you.
All right. Take good care.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to move on to area code 386, and you are live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, this is Cindy. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm so excited I got
You're welcome,
through today.
You're welcome, Cindy. Yes, you were lucky.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Leo. Very blessed. Thank you.
Cindy, I've got I know you've been trying some time. I've got a gentleman here. I would say mid-40s, but I'm notoriously bad with ages. I need to describe this action because if I put my hands on my forehead, the palms fairly close together, and draw them along my face, squeezing my nose, and just kind of running my hands down my face, would you understand someone that had that habit? I think there was something wrong with the sinuses, but there was a definite problem with this person's nose, and it was something they tended to do frequently, certainly towards the end. Would that make sense to you?
Gosh, I'm trying to place his hands going down his nose.
Yeah, so if I put the palms on my face and run down my face, and then the edges of my hands go either side of my nose, and it's like I'm trying to squeeze the nose or relieve some pressure. This gentleman that's here, he says dad side of the family, but not dad. So that makes me think that dad had a habit of either touching his nose or that area of the face. But it wasn't him, it was somebody else. So would that make sense with dad having a slightly similar habit?
Yes.
Fantastic. Okay. Would you understand this gentleman talking about, I think it was he's acknowledged that, of a funeral or his funeral, a funeral going slightly wrong? Would that make sense to you? I feel as though as the coffin was going down, either a rope slipped or it tipped slightly to one side before it was lighted. Would that make sense? This would have been one that you attended.
I don't recall that. It could have happened, but I don't recall that.
Sure, it will come back to you. No worries. I'm just going to get the main message. Okay. If I said that you get a slight headache at the front of the head and the forehead, I've got another pain just below, behind the ear on the right side. And I seem to have this pain that goes through, but it's more pronounced at the back. He's talking about this being with you. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Would you understand him saying there is no point in worrying? Get seen by a doctor. He says, this gentleman says, there is nothing to worry about, but he says you are worrying, you have worried about it for a long time, and the worrying stress is worse than whatever it needs fixing. I think it's something minor. He's given me a big tick with that, and he's written minor on there. But this is something that you need. It's more relief from the stress of worrying than anything that needs to be done. Okay. As I'm asking for another confirmation, would you understand someone that either passed with or had problems with bubbles in the blood? Would that make any sense to you?
Someone that passed with what in the blood?
It feels as though there are bubbles, either bubbles of air or bubbles of some kind in the blood. We're not talking about a diver or anyone that's drowned in water or anything like that. But this seems to be something, this is a problem with somebody that passed that was in the family. Would that make any sense to you?
I'm trying to think. I know my dad right at the end had problems with his blood quit clotting, and he was bleeding out internally.
Right, okay.
Right at the end.
I have to be honest, Cindy. I don't think we're talking about the same person. Not to worry.
Okay.
He just wants, this gentleman wants you to look after your health. He says, continue being kind to others. And I feel that what he's saying is that you've withdrawn a bit through various stresses and not being yourself, but it is the stress. Would that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Take his great love. He's got a lovely sense of humor. He's laughing now. He keeps doing that action where he's dragging his hands across his face. He says, you will be fine. Just don't worry so much. Take his great love and mine. I'm sorry I can't answer a question. I'm very aware of the time. But take their love. I shall say prayers for you and continue to do so.
Okay. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
God bless, Cindy.
No problem.
Thanks for calling
in
today. Okay, moving on to area code 229. You're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, David. My name is Melvin. Thank you for taking my call. Hi, Leo.
You're welcome, Melvin.
Yes, thank you very
much. Hi, Melvin. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, I guess. Yes, sir.
Okay. I've got a gentleman here that's got silverish hair. It has receded. I can see that he's unshaven and I've kind of got silvery hair. His face shape is oval. I know that there is a little bit of weight there because I can see lines along the cheeks. As I asked you how you were, I got a rasping cough and laugh from this gentleman. He says, much better than you were. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, sir. That makes sense. Yes.
Fantastic. He's got a nice sense of humor, too. He's making me laugh. Would you understand him saying, you'll be here for a while yet to bedevil people? So I know that you've got a nice sense of humor. I know that you like, in a very gentle and positive way, to sort of tease and play small jokes on people. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, sir, that makes sense. Yes.
Fantastic. Okay, so he's I'm not sure who he is. He hasn't given me any indications, but he says, you know, we're quite similar. We're similar in the way that we think. I know you've got a couple of urgent questions you need to ask. That's what he's telling me. So ask away.
Yeah. Okay, yes, sir. Thank you. I was got in a car accident last year, October, actually Halloween Day.
Yeah.
But I do have an attorney. And
yeah.
I spoke with him today, and he's talking about closing out the case and seeing what my settlement is going to be. But I told him that my body is not healed completely from the accident. What do you see any numbers? How would this come out for me?
Okay. Well, this gentleman says, you got jolted up, and he's literally showing me the skeleton and that getting jolted. So it wasn't one thing in one area. It was like a complete. He's showing me a deck of cards being shuffled. So I feel the spine was kind of shuffled, the ribs connecting to it. So everything was jolted. Would that make sense to you?
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Bless you. He says you need to wait a little longer. Do put pressure on your attorney. He says your attorney is a nice person. I do feel he was recommended to you rather than you found him. And he says, but like everyone, he has bills to pay. So he does want to close it down. He says your instinct is absolutely right to hang on. You have two more appointments with, I think one is a surgeon, he's written the word, and certainly another specialist. He says you have two more appointments to go. Does that make sense as well?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. He's working on trying to to get me.
Yeah. He says you would be very wise to wait for that because he said, in his opinion, it would make a considerable difference to what you're being offered. I do feel what you're being offered, he says, is a fairly hefty amount, but he says it's nothing compared to the pain, and it's nothing compared to what you should get should you wait a little bit longer. So I would certainly ask the surgeon and the doctor when you have those appointments as to how it would affect you, because this gentleman says it may go up by a quarter to a half. So whatever you're entitled to claim-wise, by a quarter and a half. Do take that with a pinch of salt. But this gentleman's very concerned that you get the right deal. And he says, your attorney is a good man, but he has bills to pay. And I think he's really emphasising what we're going through now. There's not a lot of money around, but you need to hang on. If I get food or drink, is something you love or hate? He's showing me cherries. I feel I want to be wary about swallowing the pip. I feel I don't really like them. Would that make sense to you as well?
Yes, blueberries.
Oh, blueberries. Now, he's talking about cherries. I do apologise. Cherries, not blueberries. Would that make sense to you as well?
Yes.
Cherries and cherry stones.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Sir.
He's given that to you as a confirmation. Great, love. I will say prayers for you. I will ask for healing for you. He's joking. He said in the next couple of months, don't get too well too soon. What he means by that is allow the body to have its natural process. There will be some healing, but we don't want you to get too much better before seeing these two gentlemen. Take his great love.
Okay. Yeah.
Take care, Melvin. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, David. Thank you.
Okay.
God bless
you. You're welcome.
Both of you.
God
love
bless
you.
You.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. Be safe.
Thank you, Melvin.
Yeah, bye.
Okay, area code 805, you're next. What is your first name, please?
Oh, thank you, David. It's Donna. Hi.
Hey, Donna. How are you?
Just bored. Staying
Donna.
In the house every day. Hi, Leo.
Hi. Donna, I've got a lady with mid-brown hair. I can see there is some red with it. I tend not to give names. I tend not to give them when I get them. Would you understand a lady called Margaret in spirit? She's about 5'7". She's average build. She says very bouncy. I don't think she's... Sorry. She says, I'm not referring to my figure, but my personality. I do apologise for that. Would that make sense to you?
Well, I don't know a Margaret, but it could be a cousin or somebody like that that I'm not familiar with. Could be, because I don't know my family that well.
Right, okay. I'll tell you what she said. She said she's written for me as well. Family, question mark, and then she's put friend, exclamation mark. You may need to go back a few years with this lady. She says, you seem to be bomb-proof. So I know that you've been through an awful lot of things, come out smiling. You've certainly surprised yourself with the way that you've dealt with things in life. Would that make sense to you?
That makes sense, yeah.
Okay. she said... She just said, now we're getting to the nub of it. I'm sure you'll remember her at some point. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, she says there was an unselfish act that you carried out a few weeks ago to help, she says, a tired old lady. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
So I'm not
That's
sure.
A friend. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, she says there is a great deal of love and appreciation from spirit for what you did. She said, you know that you helped. You don't know just how much you helped. I don't know if there was anything of a legal nature surrounding whatever it was. But she's quickly showed me a badge of some sort, something official, and then took it away. So would that make sense to you too?
I don't know. I don't understand the part about something official taking it away. I don't get that too much, but.
Okay. I'm not sure whether the way that you helped could have had a legal recrimination. But what she's saying is because of your actions, there wasn't any recrimination of that kind. So that's why she showed me a badge very quickly and then took it away. So would that make sense to you? I'm sorry, I'm trying to explain to you. She's talking about spaghetti, which threw me, of course. But would that make sense to you at all?
I was helping out a friend with the real estate thing, and I backed out of it because I didn't know the legalities or anything because I'm not a broker. Yeah, so I backed out of it.
Bless you for that. It's a legal thing that she was talking about. So you did the right thing. She says, wait a little longer, you'll get the right place. She says she doesn't feel that you would have fitted in that place or that place would have fitted you. So there's something else there that's kind of put you off and been necessary to put you off. She keeps talking about spaghetti. If I said that this lady was either Italian, I'm half Italian myself, so don't take it as an insult, but she keeps talking about spaghetti. If I said there was an Italian connection with you or your friend, would that make sense to you?
Yeah, the girl that was going to sell her place, she was Italian, yes.
Oh, right, okay, because she's just giving that. Have you got any questions at all, honey?
If finances will get better, because I'm not working now, not even part-time, and it's kind of tough. So I wanted to know, after the virus thing is over.
Yeah, it will pick up. As you asked that question, very strangely, she was showing me a tambourine the wrong way up, if you like, and coins bouncing in it. I don't know whether you're musical or not, but she is talking about pennies and dimes and money coming in. Again, she says you will get through this. I don't know what part of the state you live in. She says that your area is one that's due to clear sooner rather than later with the coronavirus.
Yeah.
So I have no idea. But usually, you know, what the world's seeing is 2-3 months a peak and then it's tapering off. If I said that it's been in your area for a while now, would that make sense to you? Coronavirus you're talking about.
Yeah, we have about 200 cases. Yeah.
Right, okay. So it's going to clear up. So there seems to be some natural resistance that's there. I know we're drawing very close to the time. Have you got one very, very quick question?
Yeah, it's just really, you see my partner coming in because I've been asking God to bring in this male for me that I can have a relationship because I'm tired of being all by myself all the time.
Okay. She's been very polite. She said it has to be the right person, not just a male.
Right.
So it will take a little while longer. She's actually taking me to March of next year. She says there will be a tall, handsome gentleman for you there. She's saying that with a bit of a sense of humor. But if I said you like all men, would that make sense? Would that make sense?
That I like
to
what?
You?
That what would make sense?
She's showing me a rather tall man. So if I said you like a tall man, would that make sense to you?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm tall. I'm 5'8". So I like, a fellow about 6 foot. Yeah. That would be nice.
Yeah,
but,
what she was showing me. Sorry, go on.
But it's not necessary. I mean, if I met someone kind and, nice person, he could be 5'5". That doesn't matter to me. Yeah.
I do understand. I do think it is someone tall. She says politeness is very important. Now, she's saying that as a kind of leaving off comment, but I know that you need someone who is a proper gentleman. You'll find him. Take her great love and mine. I shall say prayers for you. God bless.
Thank you so much, Leo. Appreciate it. Stay safe. You too, David.
Bless you.
Thank you, Donna. Thanks for calling tonight. God bless you. And
thank you.
God bless
God
everybody.
Bless you.
Thank you. We had a wonderful response tonight, and sorry that we weren't able to get to all of you. But again, please consider contacting Leo at his through his website, which is on the World Wide Web, leo-bonomo.com, B-O-N-O-M-O. And Leo, as always, thank you so much. I've really enjoyed having you on the show tonight.
It's been a pleasure for me, and I'm glad we got this sort of technical sound sorted out, because it just makes things so much easier.
Oh,
bless
yeah.
You, David.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, yeah, the last couple of shows, people just couldn't understand you, and it was frustrating. But, you came through loud and clear tonight. I'm grateful for that. So let's just take a moment to pause and reflect upon the idea that we're all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There's no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, everybody, and stay safe and be well. Okay, good night and God bless.